Financial Ineptitude presents Two Bulls in a China Shop. You can find our podcast at twobullsinachinashop.com or just search Two Bulls in a China Shop wherever you stream your podcasts.
All right, so AMC.
Oh, God, Kyle, AMC. Wow, I got those shares put to me, and that was not enough. I needed more.
You bought just shares?
I did. I had sold another put at $12.50, uh-huh. Which on Friday was like I sold it on a Thursday and for $1.06.
Oh wow!
And yeah, and then so Friday comes around and of course the price is up, and I bought it back. I didn't let it expire. I bought it back for I don't know like $5.
Nice.
yeah.
Very
yeah,
nice.
And then I was like, you know, I don't know where the price is going to, because it was up and down all Friday. And I was like, I don't know where it's going to end up. So I just got to buy the shares. Like, I can't wheel this one today. So I bought two lots. I bought 100 shares. And then I was just looking at it, and I was looking at GME, and I was thinking about all the stuff that happened with the GME, and the big thing that shifted in my head that made me go buy, I bought 200 more shares on Friday, mm-hmm. was that GME has kept its value because all these retail investors are holding. They're not panic selling, and I think we're going to see the same thing with AMC.
GameStop was always a value play, and I think AMC is too. People don't believe that the stock should be worth as low as, you know, $10. They believe it's worth, you know, 20 to 30.
Right. And you were always value on GME, and I was always skeptical of it. But I am not skeptical of the value of AMC theaters. I am a movie fan myself. I prefer the movie theater experience.
Are you still skeptical of GME's value? Because I think, are you willing to say I was right?
I am willing to say that you were right. Yeah. Well, all you were. Right.
I'll take it.
I'd be a fool not to admit you being right when you're right. Come on. Yeah, here we are. GME still at $160 a share. Ryan Cohen is doing everything that you said and thought he would be doing to turn it around.
Mm-hmm.
It does look like it's well on its way.
I also noticed too, with just a quick GME yep. mention, I did notice that the institutional ownership finally dipped below 100%.
So weird.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand if, like, you know, delays in reporting would keep that number could be kind of off based on just like the time frame of reporting, but it had been sitting over 100% for fucking months. So I still think there's a pretty healthy short interest out there on that company too.
Yeah.
But anyway, AMC.
Anyway, AMC. Yeah. So I think right now we are recording this on May 15th. History doesn't repeat, but it does rhyme. I think AMC is rhyming with what happened with GME.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think hedge funds have tweaked and changed their algorithms and methods enough to take into account this shift that we're living through in retail investment power, and everybody's buying it and holding it. I see really good things for AMC here in the short and long term. Like,
I'm watching for the short term is I'm waiting to see it break that $14 mark. I think Trace Trades has been posting a lot about this. I mean, I followed him when he was talking about the $9 bounce, and then he said if we can close above mm-hmm. $11.20, that, you know, $14 is the next mark after that, and it broke through $11.20 with authority. It's tested that $14 yeah. mark a couple times this last week.
Hasn't
broken out past it. So we really need to see it break past that before we can, you know, call victory, because it could go back and retest that $9 again if it doesn't yeah. make it up there, if it gets rejected again. But I did follow him and I bought some of the calls that he was buying. He bought $9.50 calls on 5/14 expiration. He also bought the $10.50 calls at 5/28. I bought blocks of both of those. I sold most of the 5/14s for a small gain. I think about, let's see, I bought them at 75 cents and I sold them for an average of 120, all except for one contract. And I kept that contract in order to exercise it. And then the 5/28s, I'm holding those, waiting to see what happens early in the week if we do get that clean break past 14. If I don't see that in the next couple of days, I'll probably end up cashing those out at a really nice profit.
Yeah, he's got some fucking good stuff.
Yeah, I tried to get him on our show, but he's too big for us now, I think. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Well, I saw that there were over 100,000 options contracts that expired at 12.50 strike price mm-hmm. that expired Friday.
There was a ton of volume on them on Friday, too, so I didn't see what the actual open interest ended up being, but I think it was a lot higher than what was actually showing up on those on Friday. But you got to remember, though, with those, most of those have already been hedged. What causes that gamma squeeze is that feedback loop when ones that are more out the money start getting closer to in the money. Then they have to start buying shares in order to hedge against having to possibly pay those out.
Yeah, and we closed 2 cents shy of the $13 mark, which...
Right.
Made me sad. I really wanted to close at like 13.02 just so even more we're in the money.
Yeah, but you got to remember, too, you have an hour in aftermarket to actually to actually decide whether or not you're going to exercise them. So if it does go up in aftermarket, you still have a chance to see those happen. It did not go up in after hours. It actually fell.
No, it did not.
It's still holding well above that 11.20 resistance line, and that puts 14 in play, and 14 puts 20. I did run a poll, I think it was on Thursday, or no, it was on Friday. I ran one yesterday asking just what people thought, how high it would go.
Mm-hmm.
People are predicting anywhere between, 100 to 1,000 is the main answer, and then the second one was over 1,000. Let me get the actual results here.
I gotta say, the social media sentiment, Twitter and like the Weeble comments, and now I'm doing stock twits. I don't like Reddit because there's too many trolls, but
yeah.
People are talking $100,000 a share.
I know.
And I don't think that's realistic.
I'm dubious on that, but I mean, who knows? I'll watch it and see how it does. Here's the results of that poll. Less than 100 was 13%. 100 to 1,000 was 40%. Over 1,000 was 35%. And then I threw in a NAN, or not a number, got 13%.
Okay, 13... So more than one third of the people, so 13 plus 35, 40, almost half the people believe this is going over $1,000.
Yeah.
Wow. Kyle, I don't think it will. I admit I was one of the people that clicked 100 to 1,000.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I think anything over 100 would be amazing. But, I mean, who the fuck knows? I mean, the one thing that, from what I understand, the one thing you can't predict here is just how much, once this thing starts riding, like, you know, running, how much FOMO are you going to get? Mm-hmm. How many people are going to be jumping on because it's going nuts?
What's your exit strategy with AMC?
I think everyone says you should sell on the way down just because it's easier to know that it's over. But my strategy, I think I'm looking to, I want to be able to offload a couple hundred shares to be able to pay for my investment. And then I just want to see what happens with the rest of them. I mean, I really don't know. I think I have a couple numbers that if I was to hit, I would, if I get to the point where I don't have to go to work anymore, and I got next week off, if I don't have to go back to work next, you know, the week after that, I'll be taking it.
Right. Well, I know GME, from when it first started its gamma squeeze, it was about 2 weeks before the big squeeze hit.
And remember with that one, too, that one got its legs cut out from under it. It peaked at 560, right, roughly, before mm-hmm. they shut off the buy for retail.
Yep.
That thing was... I mean, there may not have been an upper number. Who knows what that would have hit?
Do you think that they won't shut this one off? Like they're not? You think they're not going to do that again? I think they're going to do it again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
My plan, because I don't want to be on the when it's falling. That's to me is the hardest time to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sell. I want to try. You can't time these things, but
no.
Just GME had a good 2-3 days where it was just up. Over 300.
The problem is you're going to see 300, then 120, then 400, then 250. It's going to go all over the place. The only way to know that it's over is when you see like 3 days of downward trends, lower lows and lower highs.
Well, what I'm saying is when it's happening, when we're seeing it bounce around the hundreds, mm-hmm. I'm going to put my sell order in. I'm going to put it in. I'm going to try and put it around the middle of the peaks.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm greedy, so I want it towards the high end. But my goal is to actually get the shares sold while it's squeezing.
Right.
I don't want to wait for it till it's over. I want to sell my shares to the hedge funds that are having to cover. I don't want to sell my shares to the FOMOs as it's falling and dying.
You might get some pushback from the rest of the world saying that we need to hold it in order to make it happen. So the more people that start selling it early means the less likely the squeeze happens.
Well, I'm selling it in the midst of the squeeze.
Yeah.
If AMC is in the hundreds, the squeeze is on.
If we all sell in the hundreds, then there's no shot of hitting thousands, hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands.
Yeah, well, then I guess I'm a villain.
Well, that's why I think you... I mean, you got to take some off the table. You got to make sure you get paid. You got to make sure this isn't for nothing. But you don't have to sell it all right away.
I do want to keep shares because obviously if the price gets that high and I sell any, I've paid for it.
Yeah.
I've paid for it. So I want to at least save a block of 100. So the plan is to sell 2/3, and then I want to while it's spiking, I want to sell a ridiculous covered call at like, well, I bought, you know, my average cost, if you take in the options prices, is is 11.35 is my average cost. So I'm gonna sell a covered call at like $25 a share. I wanna try and pick a point that's high enough to where if they get called, I still did great.
I think that's might be your best bet. I was looking at somebody who'd been playing cover calls and cash secured puts on GameStop during the whole squeeze, and it cost him a lot to put the cash up front for, you know, the block of shares that he was tying up, but I think he made somewhere around $60,000 just selling premiums.
Yeah, I mean, if I can sell a premium a month out and then the squeeze ends, then I may, you know, you all that premium is fucking huge.
I think what you do there is that once you hit a good mark, then you sell a fucking, let's see, you sell a call and buy a put.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That way in case, but you can do that on weeklies, and then, you know, if it goes higher, then, well, all it does is lock in your sell price if the call doesn't exercise. I don't know. That's something to look at, though.
Oh, no, you could straddle it.
Yeah.
You sell a put, you sell a call.
No, you sell a put. You buy a call, you sell a put. No, wait, backwards. Sorry, backwards. You sell the call to get the premium, increase your basically high end there, and then you buy the put for your shares. So that way, if it does fall and the squeeze ends, then you just bought a put at like, you know, $500. If the share price is at 100, you're selling your shares at 500, and somebody else is taking a fucking beating.
Yeah, yeah.
That might be the way to go, is just buy puts when it goes catastrophic. And then you can use that to hedge your shares.
Right? Like, it goes catastrophic, sell those calls, buy some puts.
Yeah.
Sit back, tasty profit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we went a little long there.
We did. But I want to wrap up by saying the other thing that's really good about this is the apes on social media with premium access to things like Ortex and the nicer systems have been posting screenshots of all the AMC
stuff. Ortex has been sharing
it. Ortex themselves?
Yeah, I just started following their account. Yeah, they've been amazing.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think they got a lot of new fans. A lot of people are unsubscribing from Fintel and whatever the other one is. Yeah, and they're planning on switching over.
Well,
we missed it, but there was another little bit of news that was pretty interesting with AMC. Adam Aaron agreed to do another interview with Trey's Trades, and Trey posted, he said that on the phone call with Adam Aaron, Adam told him that they'd finished the 47 million share offering. I think this was either Thursday or Friday. No effect to the share price.
Yeah.
They raised, you know, another $400 million in capital. Adam Aaron was apparently he said that the shorts should be shitting their pants right now. That's what he told Trey.
The CEO of AMC.
Yep.
The shorts should be shitting their pants right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm happy that I also have to say that I did sell my OGI and IDEX shares and half my Westwater to afford more AMC. I took losses. I was my plan was to hold them, but everything was lining up too good with AMC.
Yeah.
And I felt I needed to do it.
This is still a long-term play. I mean, even if the thing doesn't go off as soon as everyone thinks, because it really does look like it's lining up to be happening here soon. But even if it doesn't, I mean, this is still a value play. This is still a stock that we think should probably be in like the 20s.
This stock, yes. AMC Theaters, very still much a viable company. They make it through this pandemic. People want to go out and do shit. Everybody's tired of being at home.
It may not be a 10-year investment, but it's definitely, you know, 6 months to a year or 2 years. I think they're going to be seeing the benefits for at least a little bit going forward. Thanks for joining us. You can find us off air at twobullsinachinashop.com. That's the number 2BullsInAChinaShop.com. Make sure you check us out. Download us on any streaming network. Blah, 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 blah. You know what to do. Rate and subscribe.